January 30th, Wednesday of the third week in Ordinary Time. The first reading comes from Hebrews 10, 11 to 18. Once again, it speaks about the priest who offered sacrifices over and over again and never received forgiveness for our sins, as opposed to Jesus, who offers the one sacrifice of his obedience, the one sacrifice of his life, and through that, he brings us forgiveness of our sins. We no longer live in guilt. Rather, the law of God is in our hearts, that it's no longer an external reality which seems to imprison us, but rather it's the very reason for our existence, because all we want to do in life is what God wants of us. The Gospel is from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 4, verses 1 to 20. Jesus teaches the parable of the seed that's sown in the field. A sower sows seed, and some falls on a path, some falls on rocky ground, and some falls among thorns. This particular parable is a simple explanation for the people of the saying that we should love the Lord our God with all our heart, soul, and strength. What does it mean to love the Lord with your heart? It means to love the Lord with your intellect, because in the Bible, especially the Old Testament, the heart was where you thought. And the seed that fell on the path didn't have roots. It never really took root because it wasn't intellectually based. It was just heard and accepted, but it never really became internalized. And so as soon as something happened, it was scorched. The seed that fell on rocky ground represents those who don't love the Lord with their soul. What does that mean? To love the Lord until they tear the soul right out of your body in times of persecution. And in fact, it says later that when persecution and difficulties come along, they fall away. The seed that fell among the thorns are those who didn't love the Lord with their strength. What does it mean to love the Lord with their strength? To love the Lord with your physical possessions. And later it says, the seed that fell among the thorns are like those who, when worldly concerns come along, they fall away. We have to love the Lord totally. We have to prepare the ground for the seed of God, which means that we have to study, we have to convert our ways, turn away from sin. So when the seed falls into the soil of our hearts, it might bear many fold. Now, when Jesus says to the disciples, the mystery of the kingdom of God has been granted to you, but to those outside, everything comes in parables, so that they might look and see and not perceive, hear and listen, but not understand. He's not saying that he doesn't want them to understand. Rather, he's saying that in the parables, he's going to explain the truth of the kingdom of God in the simplest way possible. Even then, he knows that they probably won't accept the message, but it won't be his fault, it'll be theirs. Because it was explained in a simple way, they should have accepted it. If they don't, it's their fault. And may God bless us.
This presentation has been brought to you by Franciscans.org. Join the Brotherhood.